Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
About a week ago, we have to talk about a really sad and surprising occurrence, which was the unexpected passing of the former Asian Tour, Golf Tour executive chairman, Sheila Han. A beloved figure across Asian golf, was a mentor to many, was one of the first Asians to play on the PGA Tour, an Order of Merit winner. Those of you that know anything about golf, that's a massive deal. It was a moment that caught a lot of people by surprise, and the outpouring this week from the international golf community, not only in Asia but across the world, has been just unbelievable. We're going to talk with two people that knew him quite well. Let's bring them on now. Cho Min Tant is the current Asian Tour Commissioner and Chief Executive, and Dominic Boulay, who is a sportscaster, friend of Sheila Han for many years, played with him on the tour, roomed with him on the tour. And both of these gentlemen are with us. Good morning, gents. So happy to have you on, even though this is a somber occasion, but we're happy to have you on Saturday mornings here on Money FM.
Morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks. Thanks, guys, for being with us. Cho, let's start with you and talk to us about Sheila Han's legacy as it relates to the Asian Tour.
I mean, quite simply put, I mean, the Asian Tour is not where we are today without Sheila. He was a great influence on everyone at the Asian Tour. He was an ever-present around the Asian Tour for the last, I would say, 25 years. And I mean, it simply won't be the same without him. He had such great vision, and he supported the players until the very last day. So it's just very sad to see that Sheila won't be with us to see, the fruits of his labor with the Asian Tour progressing into what he always wanted.
And Dominic, you're a sportscaster. You followed his career for many years. You watched him both in Singapore and in the region, prominent figure on the Asian Tour. Tell us what his strengths were as a golfer. What kind of golfer was he?
He was a very good one. let's see. I mean, I've met Sheila in 1985, and we roomed together. We played on the tour together. We played the year he won the Order of Merit in 1999. We played a lot of practice rounds together, and he was a great driver of the ball. And actually, the real strength of his game was his mid irons and his long irons. He was just, for a guy who's not that tall, he used to launch it high in the air and get the ball to land soft. He was just a good ball striker, not a very good chipper. He was terrible around the greens. In fact, I don't know how, he didn't miss that many greens the year he won the Order of Merit. That's how well he was hitting it. But he could putt too. So I'd say, his approach, long iron approach, his mid irons and his putting were the real strengths of his game.
And Dom, you were with him in, as you mentioned, those early years. And talk to us a bit about his impact, not only on the Asian Tour, but golf in North America and Europe as well. Because he has a long tail when it comes to his impact on the sport, especially for Asian golfers.
Yeah, well, he was really the first Asian to venture to play in Europe and go and play in Australia and he was a pioneer in that sense. Certainly the European Tour. He was a member of the European Tour for a few years. And when, no other Asians were on that tour, and he would travel around Europe. And don't forget, he had a Burmese passport at the time, or Myanmar passport, and it was very difficult to travel with visas. But yet he persevered. He forged a path for others to follow. And as Joe just mentioned, he ran the tour, and he used all his experience over those years to build the Asian Tour to what it is today.
And Joe, I mean, we'll talk more about the Asian Tour shortly, but let's bring it a little bit closer to home. He was based in Singapore primarily, huge figure on the local golf scene. What would you say his impact and influence was on Singaporean golf?
I mean, I was fortunate enough to spend a large part of my career at the Asian Tour alongside Sheila. So on a personal level, he was a mentor to me, and we became very close over working many, many tournaments and many, many on many, many projects together. So I'll never forget him from a personal standpoint. But when it comes to Singapore golf, I know he was a confidant of Murugaya, who is the Singapore PGA president. And a lot of the stuff that Murugaya has brought to the Singapore PGA was influenced by Chila. So he was working behind the scenes with the boys here in Singapore. And I know he had a very close relationship to the Singapore PGA. So the tournaments that they play, the way that PGA is set up is largely influenced by Chila.
We're talking about the passing of professional golfer Chila Han at the age of 61 just a week ago, and a Singapore citizen for many years, lived here with his wonderful wife Marlene and their two daughters. And I was really touched and honored to be able to go to the celebration of life the other day. Dom and Cho, you and I spoke and met there. And the one thing, as I was listening to the conversations, there was so much laughter and there were so many, you know, crazy stories about this thing and that thing. And it was anything but, it was a somber occasion in that, of course, we were all sad that Chila passed, but the energy and the positivity about who he was and the great memories that he left just struck me so very, very vividly. How do you guys feel about, you know, when you think of him, it must put a smile on your face, right? So many great things that he did, said, and just the way he was as a person. Dom, what comes to you?
You know, I mean, I got lots of memories. You know, we shared a room together for over 1,000 nights on tour, but you know, just a testament of you know, his legacy, or you know, the impression he left. I mean, since his passing, I mean, me, because they knew we were good friends, I've had hundreds of messages from people who I haven't heard from in 25 years. I didn't even know they had my telephone number. Yeah. Just to mentioned Chila and how great he was. And I know Cho's had even more than I've had. So, you know, you're talking 400-500 messages from people around the world have talked about Chila. So, and giving their condolences. And it's amazing. That's the impression he left. And he was just a laid back, actually, you know, funnily enough, he was a fiery guy on the golf course. He had a hot temper on the golf course, and I've seen him throw clubs and break clubs, but completely different personality on the off the golf course. Mm. I never saw him lose it in any environment, whether it was in a business environment or he was just laid back. But he was a different guy on the golf course.
And just to follow on that, Dom, his family are listening to the show, and they found out that after this segment, we have a Freddie Mercury singer coming on. And apparently they were delighted because he loved Queen, he loved music, played the guitar apparently, and just had a really colourful life, Dom, away from the golf course as well.
Yeah, the last 4 or 5 years, music is actually, I would think, his first love. Playing the guitar, and he had a great friend, Robin, who's a professional musician, who he went on stage. And I mean, he had some nerve, didn't he, Joe? Because, we couldn't believe he'd go up on stage in front of hundreds of people and play the guitar and sing, it was a confidence that was incredible. But, he loved it. He had fun.
And we're talking with two guys that really knew the professional golfer, Chila Han, Cho Min Tant, who is the Asian Tour Commissioner and Chief Executive, and Dom Boulay, sportscaster and a friend for many decades of Chila Han. And Cho, what comes to you when you think about his personality off the course? And you mentioned he was a mentor to you in many ways, but we're talking about his music and his competitiveness, but also his humanity toward other people. What kinds of thoughts or memories come to you?
I guess just to echo what Dom said, I mean, what's been overwhelming is exactly sort of how many friends Chila actually had. He had multiple sets of friends from not just the golf industry, but family friends. He loved music, so he had music friends. He had friends from diving because he loved to go diving. He had friends from all over the world, from all different parts of life. And I guess with that many friends, you have many, many experiences. And he sure as hell lived a very, very colorful life and had lots of experiences. And you know, he lived a very, very good life. So we're happy, obviously not happy that he's gone too soon, but he did live a very full life.
Well, I mean, Charles, staying with you for a moment, it's interesting to read that in lieu of flowers, the family requested donations to the Chilahan Future Champion Award. Well, maybe first you could tell us a little bit about that, the Chilahan Future Champion Award, what it is, what its ambitions are, and related to that, what you think his legacy will be for the sport.
As Dom mentioned, he was always a pioneer for Asian golf, and he always wanted to promote the fact that there is talent in Asia and it's world-class talent. So he was the trailblazer for that. And you see young guys coming out of the Asian Tour, coming through our qualifying school, playing the Asian Tour for several years, going on to the European Tour, the PGA Tour. And I mean, that was the path that Gila wanted them to follow. So along with that sort of mission in mind, we'll set up a fund for young golfers who come from amateur status and transition into professionals, support them through their journey through qualifying school. It's always the toughest part of your career to come through qualifying school as an amateur, where you have the support of the local golf associations or whoever it might be, into professionalism, where you feel like you're on your own and you're playing for a living. So we feel like we'll support the golfers that come through that transition phase, identify who's in need, who's talented, and give them a kickstart to their career.
Fantastic.
We're celebrating the life of Chilahan, a professional golf player, won the Order of Merit in 1999, and really a force in the Asian Tour, but many places around the world. Dom, what are some of the who are some of the pros? I know he played with Tiger. He played with, you know, so many of the pros over the years at different occasions. Who have you heard that's been reaching out to Marlene and the family to wish their condolences and you know, fond memories of Sheila?
I know Vijay Singh. He was very close with Vijay Singh. Has reached out to Marlene. And on social media, quite a few of the top pros from Europe and Australia have reached out. I think Thomas Bjorn definitely reached out. Just from all over the world, golfers, other tours, the administration, just like Joe said.
Just anyone who's been part of the Asian Tour for the last two decades knew Gila. He was very accessible. He was always around, and he would always have a chat with you and give you advice if you wanted it. He always had time for everyone. So almost every one of my contacts who are professional golfers and had some interaction with him has reached out to me and said, look, it's a true loss to the game of golf. And,
Sorry, I was going to say, Dom, we don't want you to talk out of school too much, but you did spend 1,000 nights with the guy. What do you know about Sheila that the rest of the world doesn't know? Give us some insight or a story about something that maybe we might have missed in the public eye, but that you can talk about on a family radio show.
We had some great fun on tour and nights, guys, and after tournaments, you know, Sunday nights and Mondays when we traveled, we had so much fun, you know, just relaxing and letting loose, because, you know, tournament weeks are quite stressful. Chila came from a very influential family in Burma, but, yeah. You know, he was devoid of hubris. He never really mentioned it. He never played it up. He was a guy who was not, he was not trying to get attention from being someone who was, you know, special or important. He was just a guy who's a happy-go-lucky that everyone knew. But you know, that's the impression I will always have of him, is laughing. We laughed a lot.
I have to agree with you. I didn't have the honor of meeting him until 2015. So obviously he had already retired from golf, and he was promoting a new golf course up in Dalat in Vietnam, again, trying to promote the game in that country as well. And one thing that struck me was he was just so accessible. He was a giant in the golfing world, and to me, someone he didn't know and wasn't a professional golfer, he was just very open and kind and played his guitar and just that sort of positivity from him just really seemed to shine in every element of his life. Yeah. And Cho, when you think about now as you move the tour forward and the legacy, not just with the Future Champion Award, but what else can be done to sort of keep his memory, his spirit alive in the Asian tour?
I mean, I think everyone around the tour, like I mentioned, knows him. So the memory of Sheila will live forever. I mean, the guys who work together with me day in, day out at the Asian tour, we work closely with Sheila for many, many years. The federations from around the world, PGA Tour, European Tour, South Africa, Australia, Korea, China, they still know Sheila as Mr. Asian Tour. So he is forever going to be more or less the father of the Asian Tour.
Yeah. Thank you so much to both of you, gentlemen. Cho Minh Thant, the Asian Tour Commissioner and Chief Executive. Dom Boulay, sportscaster and friend for many decades of Sheila Han. Of course, our heartfelt wishes go out to Marlene Han and their girls. And thanks to both of you for reminiscing and really keeping alive the spirit of just an amazing golfer and somebody who supported Asian golfers. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.